First off, I want to make a declaration. Or Dylan, I want to throw up something for
getting on the soapbox.
Shouldn't whoever had the best week or the worst week the week before have their voice in the I was wrong?
Well, they're not going to change it just
you could
for
have
week
two.
Seven.
You could have two. No. You could have two different intros.
Well,
this man has 1 week where he goes 3-1, and he's beside himself right now.
Or we could even do this. To me, this is the better solution. We can get Mike saying I was wrong, and we can just add Mike's voice to it. That way, both y'all's voices in it.
All right.
I'm fine with that.
I'm okay with that, because I just don't like what you're trying to sell to the fans and the listeners that I'm wrong.
Fans. You have fans.
Let's go ahead and do a little production on the air. Mike, will you say I was wrong for me?
He'll have plenty of moments to say it.
Oh, you just ruined it.
You'll have another chance to say it.
I've been saying it all show because I was wrong about Georgia. I was wrong.
Not the first time.
Yeah.
Look, I'll go ahead and start.
You were wrong, too.
My bad. No, I got Georgia right. My bad pick was the Texans, the Packers. It was 47.5 over. They scored 46 points total. Dylan, what's the first thing you think about Houston?
Explosive offense.
Okay. All right. That's it. What's the first thing you think about Green Bay?
Highly paid quarterback that was injured early this year.
But y'all, they can score points, right?
Sure.
The over-under is 47.5 at Green Bay.
Mm.
Yeah. I'll take the over in that game.
Yeah. I was going to say, that number
tells
you.
Day. Take the over. Houston at Green Bay, 47.5, and you'll be able to take the wifey out to a steak dinner.
Mm.
Tell her it's on squid because you won money from me.
Psych! Wow. That's the wrong number.
It's a short miss, man, but I'll give you credit because I definitely thought you were heading in the right direction. And like I said, I was like, that number actually, that points towards the over as far as Vegas goes. So I'll give you hats off. You ready for this? You ready to clip this, Dylan? You ready, Georgia fans out there? I was wrong. Was wrong about the Georgia Bulldogs and what I think they could accomplish. I picked Texas to cover that number. This one's been very, very tough for me throughout the week. I've gone back and forth. Here's what I'll say. Nick Saban and Kirby Smart are so good at making sure their guys on defense play to rules. They have rules for everything. This man, second man out, flat defender, release. Guys like Steve Sarkisian know that, and more times than not, they are able to take advantage of those rules because they know those rules. So I think that Georgia is still a very good team. I'm not ruling them out of anything in the long run, but I think that this atmosphere might be a little too much for Georgia. I actually like Texas. Minus the points.
Nobody believed. Nobody gave us a chance. Your whole network doubted us. Nobody believed us. And then they tried to rob us with calls in this place. And these guys are so resilient. We talked about intent. What was our intent when we walked on the field? Our intent was not to take pictures.
We put the whole
not to do all the superstar stuff. Our intent was to come eat and be hungry. I'm not interested in all the bells and whistles.
Right.
What I want is a team that fights their ass off. They did tonight.
I said I was wrong for the love. We had to put the whole Kirby on the back of that.
Well done, Dylan.
I had to make you feel it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. What atmosphere are they not ready for? Beer cans being thrown at them?
Stop.
I mean, I told you that Georgia was
going to...
I told you Georgia was going to go in there and cover.
With like 2 seconds remaining in this pick, Bo picked Georgia. Can we go back and play that, Dylan?
No,
how about that one?
No feel for this game because I think Texas is going to win this game. I think Texas is the better football team. Georgia is a team that is kind of switching identities. What I mean by that is they used to be what we always thought was a run-first team. They're a throw-first team this year. A lot of that has to do with some of the injuries. Defensively, they are nowhere near the dominant team they've been. I think Texas is going to win this game. I just don't know which Georgia shows up. The first half against Alabama, the second half against Alabama. I would tend to lean towards y'all. I'm just terrified this game is going to be really close. I think Georgia loses this game, but I think they might cover the 5. But I'm picking Texas.
Could be like an Ohio State Oregon type point thing.
So picking Texas just like we are, but you just wanted to throw that caveat in there just for Man Up Monday. So
you know
we play
what?
The sound back that you don't sound bad. Okay.
You talked me into it. I'm going
to
take Georgia to cover and lose.
Well, you really don't have a feel for this game then.
I don't.
Man just zigged when everybody else zagged. Okay.
Boo this man.
I guess that the counts.
Hey.
Boo this man.
And he said it with his chest this morning. Look, 3-1. 3-1. I don't know what this guy was talking about. I'm 3-1.
Hey, here's you know
man.
The difference between you and me? I literally said I didn't have a feel for the game.
That's the first thing out of my mouth.
And you went, no, you didn't. You said, I think Texas.
The first thing on my cut was, I've been going back and forth all week on this game.
Nah, you were very boisterous.
Anyhow, you get to
good for Georgia
I stand on my
for
pick.
Proving me right. than I said they could cover.
I was wrong about them dogs, boy. They came out ready to go. Kudos to them. Hats off.
You know, if we're continuing to brag for me, which we should, I was 3-1, the only person who went 3-1 on the show. I told y'all Army could score. I told y'all that Daly was a good player. 51 over. Army almost covered it by themselves. Army is 6-0. They're a 16-point favorite. They have scored 35 or more in 5 of their first 6 games. The over, 51.5 against East Carolina. Give me Army and the over of 51.5. The dial-up score keeps it going. What Dennis Dodd tell us? The most efficient passing team in the country.
I love America.
That's right.
They're pretty good. That's a pretty good football team that Army's got, man.
Yeah. Dude. East Carolina fought back a little bit in that game.
Yeah.
Not enough, though.
Yeah.
They fired their coach, too.
All right, so my good on the week, and I pointed to this, it was 5-1, Texas A&M, facing off against 1-5 Mississippi State. The line, a little bit too small, and I knew that maybe Vegas saw something in Mississippi State the rest of us don't see. Final score on this one, Texas A&M 34, Mississippi State 24. Dylan, what I say on Friday? If you just look at records, there's a game in the SEC this weekend that I think could be monumental. There's a 5-1 team, ranked number 14 in the country, facing off with a 1-5 team who has been an underdog in just about every matchup they've played this year. And Vegas loves games like this. And you would look, you'd go, man, that spread, 5-1 versus 1-5, that's got to be like a 35-point spread or something like that. It's not. It's 17 right now, and I'm talking about Mississippi State against Texas A&M. Vegas knows that Mississippi State plays hard. Texas A&M, they have a good record, but they've been in a couple of bare-knuckle brawls along the way. I don't think Mississippi State even comes close to winning this game, but I think Mississippi State covers the 17.5 that they are getting in this game. Give me Mississippi State to lose by 10 against Texas A&M in a big home game this weekend. That's a 4:15 start. I like Mississippi State plus 17.5.
This mother don't miss.
He's good.
That mother don't miss, man.
That's you see, not the soundbite you should play. He
that
was 2-2.
Is a man up. That is, look, I said, hey, they ain't going to come close to winning, but they're just going to lose by 10. 34 for Texas A&M, 24 for Mississippi State. Who was spot on?
What is that?
Who start calling it spot on Monday?
What was
Monday?
The difference in mine, that pick and my Army pick? I mean, or my Georgia pick where I said they would cover. That's spot on. They covered. That's all that matters.
Anyways, man. That was fun, though.
Can I say something, though?
I'm sure you will anyways.
I think two coaches that felt a lot of heat early in the season. I know it's Jeff Lebby's first year at Miss State, but he felt a lot of heat early in the season. You know what I've seen from Mississippi State is they've gotten better.
They play hard.
Each week. They have gotten better. They have played a tough schedule, too. You know, having to play Georgia and Texas A&M, two of the more physical teams in the conference, back-to-back weeks, that's not easy. And they fought in both those games. They fought against – they were down big to Florida, yeah. Fought back. But I'll say this. My Florida fans are going to be mad at me. But Billy Napier, Florida has gotten better each week.
I'm not going to get mad at you about that. They have.
And,
that's a fact.
And they now Graham Mertz is out. And I'm going to say this. And I was talking to, I think me and Mike Conley were talking about this yesterday. The way Napier handled the DJ Lagway, Graham Mertz quarterback controversy that kind of popped up was actually done as well as you can do it. Because it was Mertz's team in the locker room that came out. You had said that. Me and you talked about that. Yep. But then it came out in the locker room, Tiff, that it was Mertz's team. Every third possession, they gave Lagway some time. He got some valuable time in some key spots. And then when Mertz gets injured, Lagway has to step in, and he played phenomenally, I thought, in his first SEC start.
I'll also say this. If LSU can't get by Texas A&M this week, we are staring down the barrel at a Texas A&M versus Texas top five matchup potentially at the end of the season. And that would be epic.